A second suspect has been arrested in connection with a death in Canton. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge of Canton was picked up Tuesday. She is charged with involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. Talmadge was named in the same indictment as 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton, who pleaded not guilty to the charges. They allegedly failed to provide proper care for a 71-year-old woman, leading to her May 2021 death. Talmadge is set for arraignment tomorrow, while Green's pretrial is scheduled for next Wednesday. A Lake Township woman has been sentenced in an animal cruelty case involving more than 60 rabbits. 79-year-old Cynthia DeLauro pleaded no contest Tuesday and was found guilty by Canton Municipal Court Judge Kristen Guardado. Police say on January 6th, the animals were discovered in deplorable conditions at her home with 13 dead. DeLauro received a 90-day jail sentence with all but 3 days suspended and given credit for 3 days served. She must complete an animal cruelty class and not own animals, except for her dog, for 5 years. A Stark County grand jury has declined to indict an Alliance man on most charges from two alleged assaults that occurred January 3rd and February 1st. 30-year-old Carl Baker was no-billed on all but one count and still faces a domestic violence charge. He was arraigned in Alliance Municipal Court Wednesday and pleaded not guilty. Baker remains free on bond. He was initially charged with strangulation, aggravated menacing, and two domestic violence counts. Baker previously pleaded guilty in February to separate charges involving the same woman. The Marlington Board of Education heard an update Tuesday on local development from Rick Baxter, president of the Alliance Area Development Foundation and Alliance Chamber of Commerce. He highlighted new restaurants, the relocation of Salco Machine, expansions at Robertson Heating Supply and Morgan Engineering, and a planned amphitheater at the Caboose Stage downtown. Baxter also discussed the Alliance YMCA's proposed new facility at West Main Street and South Sawburg Avenue, noting the current South Union Avenue building needs costly repairs and may be sold to interested parties. The Canton City Health Department has completed a $2.7 million renovation of its offices. The department expanded to the first and second floors of the Sears building at 420 Market Avenue North, which has housed the health department since 1993. Clinics, offices, and labs were updated, and extra restrooms and a break room were added. Health Commissioner Amanda Archer says the updates improve workspace and accommodate future growth. A community open house was held Wednesday. A man is dead after a motorcycle crash Tuesday night in Green. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says it happened around 7:10 on South Arlington Road when an SUV turning left into an apartment complex was struck by a southbound motorcycle. The impact threw the rider from the bike. 26-year-old Austin Bianco of Green was taken to Summa Health Akron, where he died. He was wearing a helmet. The SUV driver was not seriously hurt. An investigation is ongoing. Kent State University students will get expanded health care on campus starting July 1st. A new partnership with Northeast Ohio Medical University will bring doctors, nurse practitioners, and mental health providers to DeWeese Health Center. Full-time students will pay $90 per semester, part-time students $35. The center will be open weekdays 8 to 5, with renovations expected to be complete by spring 2027. Columbiana County Commissioners have extended the bid date for Hanoverton's sewer connection project to May 27th. Earlier bids were rejected last week for being incomplete or non-responsive, and engineers plan a pre-bid meeting to clarify requirements like bonding and insurance. The Morning Journal reports the $190,000 project, funded through an Ohio EPA grant, will help 15 properties connect to the new sanitary sewer system. Smith Township trustees are addressing community concerns about blight, safety, and infrastructure. On Tuesday, residents raised issues about a camper parked in an alley near Alden Avenue and Lake Park Boulevard with concerns about possible illegal activity. Trustees say police have contacted the owner but will continue to monitor the situation. They also discussed increased patrols in the area amid concerns about vacant houses and possible squatting. In other business, trustees approved a salt contract and received a $1,000 grant from the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council. A Youngstown man has been acquitted of felonious assault. 40-year-old Linnell Stanley was on trial for allegedly assaulting two people when they tried to stop him from attacking a woman on South Avenue in Youngstown last October. Stanley claimed self-defense, and a Mahoning County jury found him not guilty Wednesday. Prosecutors said Stanley followed the two people after the scuffle. The defense argued witnesses could have supported his claim that he was attacked first. A car crashed into a doctor's office in Boardman Wednesday morning. Police say a 70-year-old woman pulled into a parking space but kept going, slamming into the facility on McClurg Road. She suffered minor injuries. The office was closed for the remainder of the day. A trial date has been set for a Warren murder case. Willis Smith is accused, along with Ashad Johnson, of shooting 17-year-old Damar McKinney February 11th. Both 18-year-olds face charges of aggravated murder and tampering with evidence. Smith pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for trial July 27th in Trumbull County Court. Both have been held without bail. Return to work at Ultium Cells in Lordstown may be delayed. WFMJ-TV reports employees were told a June return date is under review as LG and GM discuss changes to production. Analysts say the facility may shift from EV batteries to data center and renewable energy batteries, which could still use many workers. SoftBank is also moving forward with data center parts next door. Ultium says employees will be notified directly of any changes. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.